And we are back here on Blank Canvas, your home for visual art and culture in the Bahamas, here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Just before the break, we started to talk a little bit about community outreach. So in this segment, we'll definitely talk about community outreach and what are some of the current goals and upcoming events and programs for the Department of Cultural Affairs over at the Ministry of Arts and Culture. So, community, it don't have to be anything definitive, just whatever you guys would have discussed in your last refresher meeting, there you go.
Okay, so for...
I didn't cut you off.
You didn't cut me off. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on in cultural affairs, and then we go back to community outreach. Go ahead.
No, we could be. I'll combine it. In the interest of time, I'll combine it. Because it's a combination of what's happening at cultural affairs. But right now, I guess one of the heavy things that we're preparing for, and for me in particular, but not for me, Abby's doing a lot of the work on it, but for me, this is my first time, and it's the National Arts Festival, which begins next year.
Yay.
So that's one of the things we're preparing for now. This will be the first time we're going to have film as its own segment.
Which, what do you mean film as its own segment?
Well, film was under art and craft.
Are you saying that so students will be creating their own films?
Yes. So we want
wow.
Myself with the assistance of Abby, yes, and some other filmmakers in the community, we want to begin doing workshops with students, mm-hmm, just to and teachers as well, just to brief them on this will now be its own segment.
Yes.
And we want to encourage different schools, private, mm-hmm, and public, to enter projects in film. Abby has done some student films. I have done a number of films as, yes, well, and with my program. And so we want to start highlighting, because children, I know for me, art is therapy. Yeah. So for a lot of a fair amount of the kids that have done movies under me, mm-hmm, they came from a personal place.
Okay.
And I had children who will repeat, mm-hmm, so they would literally come back, mm, within my mind. They came back the next year. Miss Moya, I know what story I want to do. And it usually was therapy for them. Yeah. I had kids who dealt with divorce through film, uh-huh, and they told that story of their parents separating. I had about three stories like that. Bullying. Autism. I had a young lady whose older sister was autistic. She switched it around in the movie, and she had it as the younger sister. Wow. And she expressed herself openly about how she felt, mm-hmm, how she felt parents kind, and her parents were okay with it because, yeah, they allowed her to express, yeah, herself. Because sometimes parents are very, they get sensitive about
things
like that.
And then I think
like
they also realize the importance of telling that side of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so she told a story about autism, so we've dealt with that. We, and then they had some fun stories, but a lot of the stories, I usually encourage them to come from someplace personal. It doesn't have to be, mm-hmm, serious. A lot of times they chose to go with something that was more serious. Mm-hmm. But they could tell, you know, we did a story one time about cat food and about them making cereal bars accidentally using cat food, right? And so with the films that they would have done, they used a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And usually in film, even when I studied film, we do it without, you do it without speaking. It's, mm-hmm, visual.
Yes.
And I know I've seen some work from Abby's students, and that is the route that they would have done, where, mm-hmm, it's just visual. So for the National Arts Festival, we will be focusing on the visual as the primary. But yes, this is the first year we're going to have children being able to delve into it fully. And we do want to have workshops with children. We also will be working with, it's on the table, and we want, and I think we've had this discussion, Program Shore, mm-hmm, Program Pace, Program, I think is the one I just learned about called Tags, which is the girl version of Shore.
Okay.
And so Shore and Tags are where children have been exceptionally, there's children in government school who are giving problems, mm-hmm, and they get suspended, and then there are children who have had some excessive issues, and they are put in insurance act. And right. I've worked with Shaw before with this, and so we're reintroducing that with the assistance of Miss Lynn Torres Davis, who was, mm-hmm, the Lynn Torres Davis Nixon, okay, Davis Nixon, who is a cultural affairs officer, and she deals with theater. So she will be doing drama as well, maybe film and drama. In some cases, drama is the focus and film coming on the back end, and in some cases, film is the focus and drama coming on the back end, mm-hmm, as well as some inner city schools and that kind of thing. So those are some of the outreach programs. As far as filmmakers, we want to have more screenings, because I realize that a lot of Bahamians do not know how much work goes into a Bahamian film, but also how many Bahamian filmmakers we have out here between the United States, I can speak for the United States, I can speak for Canada, I can speak for here. We have a lot of Bahamian filmmakers doing work, they're doing film festivals, and we want people to start seeing their work. Some of it is on YouTube, some of it has done festival routes and it's kind of just sitting.
Yeah.
So we want, in December, we want to have public screening. Hopefully at the gallery. Not right here.
All right,
and we also want to have some stuff that we'll show on TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like in this current generation and era, it's the perfect time mm-hmm. for this kind of galvanizing of efforts and resources to showcase all of the talents. Mm-hmm. It's like the 360, the total sphere, the total scope of every bit of work that goes into, like you said, filmmaking.
Right.
Because through that, then you find out who the real great screenwriters and playwrights mm-hmm. out there.
Right. And we are trying to incorporate writers as well. So yeah. We have Miss Portia, I'm not sure if she's a doctor. She's not Miss Portia Smith. It's Portia is, I don't know if she's a doctor, but she's the assistant director of culture.
Uh-huh.
And she is responsible. She does a lot of the writing. They are about to release an anthology, actually, of Bahamian writers. And I know some of the writers, so I know that I can be slamming.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So I have some of those even, and I'm going to look through them and see if there are stories we can even develop for film.
Absolutely.
And shoot some, and use that as a part of the training process for adult filmmakers. Like, we will use their stories and develop films, because not everybody's a storyteller. Yeah. Some people just want to hold the camera.
Yes.
And so we want to make a kind of a path for them to do so by giving them material.
So what you're saying is when all of that is on the table and ready for community collaborations, you'll be back on Blank Canvas?
Of course.
To talk about it?
Of course.
Yes. So all of the community collaborators can have access to partnering with Miss Moya Thompson and making all of this a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Smith.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on in your world in terms of community outreach? I feel like your entire portfolio is community outreach.
Is community outreach. If I'm not out in the community, is it really Miss Abby Smith? You know, that's what I'm known as, that person that's always out there. But, you know, as I'm settling in with the ministry, I'm starting with obviously using National Arts Festival as my springboard. And shortly, we'll be launching a national postal competition that would also serve as the official marketing tool for the National Arts Festival, and that's going to be open to 9th to 12th graders. The reason for that particular competition is that you want to give kids an opportunity to really see their work published as an artist, to give them this understanding that creating art isn't just the pen and pencil to the paper, the paint to the paper. We want them to think about how your work can be seen in different platforms. Mm-hmm. It can go from being a book cover to maybe a CD cover to maybe an album cover. You know, it can be something that's a billboard. Of course, you know, going back to cultural identifiers, cultural cues, you think about when your work shows up on the community pages.
You made it.
Yeah, so you made it.
Because mm-hmm. your Grammy, who could be the first one to see it in the morning?
Of course. She could be the first one to see that, especially on the Thursday one, when you mix with the dead people.
That's true.
You know, this is true. And so you've mm-hmm. made it. And so we want to give them that avenue to shine. And especially to, you know, really build some more hype about festival. And this being the 50th year, the upcoming, mm-hmm. you know, 50th independence.
I'm excited
because you know what it is as an artist, and then a young artist coming up to see that your poster for year 50 of
it's the cover.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How much of a confidence boost that is.
Yeah.
And I want to provide that for the students. I want them to put their best. And parents, I want them to stay up all night
mm-hmm.
working on this particular poster, because this also can be the springboard for their art career. You know, some may say, I can just try, just for trying's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do try, then they find out that, hey, maybe that try That effort to enter that competition may put you on a path to something even greater.
Right.
You
may because I think a lot of times people don't realize that if you are going to enter a competition like this, every submission is a piece of history.
Yeah. Yes.
And you are literally submitting yourself into the book of history.
Yeah.
Because it will be a part of the story.
It's a part of the story.
The 50th anniversary celebration.
50th anniversary celebrations, and the fact that this is the first time, to my knowledge, that this has been done.
There you go.
You know, and so you're now writing yourself into Bahamian history. And this is a national competition.
Right.
This is not open to New Providence. This is open to every person that resides, every person that's in 9th to 12th grade that resides in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I want everyone to hop from Freeport, as we said, because you know we don't say it as Grand Bahama, from Freeport to Inagua. You know, because when you say Grand Bahama, where that is?
I really be trying to remember this. I'd be like, Freeport is the city.
Yeah, Freeport is the city. But you know, that's how we say it. You know, going back to it being a cultural cue.
Right.
You know, from Freeport to Inagua, even the surrounding keys, I want them to have the opportunity to enter this competition. I want them to have the opportunity to enter the National Arts Festival.
Right.
Let this be your practice run for the visual arts category.
There you go.
I want you to say to yourself, you know what, if I could enter this competition, I get to enter the National Arts Festival and I may have a chance to win. And then with the National Arts Festival, that's not just for school-age children.
Yes, right.
You know, it's a festival for all Bahamians. It's a festival for the community as well. You know, a lot of people think that, okay, we only can do National Arts Festival when I'm in primary school and high school, mm-hmm. not realizing that when you transition into college or just into the workforce or into general community work, this is still something that you can do. There are categories. Every category is open to you. Nothing is without an entrant, okay? You know, if you want to sing your heart out, you do that. If you want to paint your heart out, if you want to crochet your heart out, wow. If you want to give me straw work, if you want to create this great Bahamian film, if you want to be the next Sidney Poitier, mm-hmm. if you want to be the next Lovato Stubb, if you want to be the next Moya Strawn, this is...
Oh, okay.
That's it. You got to know yourself. You know?
No, you know, that's an artist.
That's an artist. You know, we don't see ourselves and we don't want to be in that conversation.
Right.
But you have to put yourself in the conversation because you were once there.
Right.
You were once that individual that wanted to enter that competition but was too scared to enter. But it's competitions like this that gives us the opportunity to see where rubber meets road. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. To see what you're made of and how you compare against your fellow Bahamians. Because sometimes, as Nasuvians, we get into this mindset that because we have access to everything, we can win this competition.
Right.
But I am here to tell you that for many years, for my involvement in festival, those from the Family Islands have had the most interesting, the most captivating pieces I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their resources are, in comparison to Nassau, is very limited. So the things that they will create artwork from,
yes,
you know, the things that they would create artwork from, it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have access to all of these materials here in Nassau, but you know, there's always this understanding that something is too, you know, I don't want to enter that because, you know, I don't know how I would look. Right. But National Arts Festival, you know, it really gives you that feeling that you can do just about anything. To really show not just that I'm going to enter this competition, but two, to really show how talented Bahamians are, how skilled we are, not just in the way in which we produce our work, but the way in which we express ourselves, our thought process. And when you're an artist, when you think about the process is actually the greatest aspect of creating your work, because it is there where you problem solve. The end result, yes, it's great. It's all pretty. But nobody ever understands or ever thinks that the process is where the reward is. Because that's where you learn about yourself and you learn about where your work is going and how that work has informed where that finished piece, you know, how you see that finished piece and what that finished piece will do for your next piece of work. So everything is an ongoing inventory, ongoing process of who you are as a creative. So National Arts Festival and how how the National Arts Festival was created, it's there to force you to be more than who you are. It takes you outside of the box that we often place ourselves in, especially when we get a bit, I don't know if I could do it. And then when you come outside, that box, it says, no, you could do it. Let me see how well you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how you stand amongst your Bahamian peers. And so, yes, the visual arts for me is giving contests like those, programs like that, the opportunity for persons to grow. Because when we don't have opportunities to grow, we're going to stay in behaviors, we're going to stay in mindsets that are going to hinder our growth. And so we need to keep things on the national scale, especially with the visual arts, so we can really compete not against other people, but against ourselves. We have to keep creating better versions of ourselves, better creatives, because a better creative gives a better country.
Mm-hmm.
A better country gives a better identity. An informed identity, a strengthened identity, is something that, you know, Bahamians, we don't need no help in being confident now.
At all.
We don't need no help to puff out our chest. We don't need no help to say, listen, I am Bahamian, I am talented, I am skilled, I am everything that you are not, and you are not better than I am.
That is fact.
Spoken as a true Bahamian. I'm also a true Bahamian educator. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was a lot of wisdom. That was a lot of love that you just shared, Abby, and I thank you for that. So, before we leave, how can people get in contact with you two? Also, how can people get in contact with your department, Tahir?
Well, we are, if persons are interested in reaching Little Lola.
Little Lola. Because we're just one.
What do you mean?
Know,
after
Little Lola Moya.
After all of this,
many educators
will definitely be clamoring.
Okay, I wanted to clarify, because she mentioned Moya Strong, and it threw me off.
Moya Thompson, sorry.
But Moya Strong is an artist.
Oh, yes, she is.
She's an art teacher.
Yes,
she worked my camp 1 year as well. Yeah. And she also has her own camp that she does. She and I taught at QC together.
She's a very skilled artist. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she came on I think she was at SC McPherson. So sometimes people get us mixed up because they'll say, I know Amoya Strong. And I'm saying, no, I'm Thompson.
But it's the power of the Moyas.
Yes. Moya means great, by the way.
That's it.
Oh, my God. So how can people get in touch with you all over at the Department of Cultural Affairs?
All right. So my government email, Moya M. Thompson. So my first name is Moya M. Thompson at bahamas.gov.bs.
Mm-hmm.
And my line is 502-0605.
Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. And Abby Smith?
You know, I had to...
pull it up.
I had to pull it up, you know. Of course, my email that has all of my names, you can contact me at abbyafsmith@bahamas.gov.bs. So that means Abby, A-B-B-Y, no E. A as in Apple, F as in Frank, Smith at bahamas.gov.bs. And I'm not going to give you the number because I'm still learning the extension.
There you go.
So, but you can find me via email and we'll be good.
Yes. Well, the
and
ground
you can also
number.
Connect, and then you can also connect with your division and your department through Facebook.
Right. And also
Instagram. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Because we do have a communications department that runs those social media pages.
Perfect.
I was going to say the general number was 502-0600. Uh-huh. So if you want to reach Abby, you can call 502-0600 and just ask for Abby Smith in culture.
And you can ask for Moya Thompson in culture as well.
Y'all have been so amazing, and I thank you both for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having us.
So as we conclude another enjoyable episode of Blank Canvas, we want to encourage you to visit us today at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, where we have the current National Exhibition 10, Mercy, curated by Mr. John Cox, on display. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been your host, Ahmad Roll, and this is Blind Canvas on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.